be some partial sunshine with lower 30s for high temperatures. And into the day on Friday, a good deal of sunshine, high of 31 degrees. Still looking to stay dry, but cloudy conditions for your Saturday up to 32. And for Sunday, chance for some snow showers, a high of 34 degrees. Monday, slight chance for snow, low 30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 15.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The temporary truce between Israel and Hamas extended through tomorrow, raising the prospect of more hostage releases. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv has been talking to families of some of those recently let go.
They feared not only for their life, they feel for the captors' life, because if the captors, while they were going away to get some errands,
they were killed, they would leave them there.
They were killed and they're locked up in this prison cell. What will happen to them?
Discussions are underway to possibly extend the ceasefire past tomorrow. State and federal officials still weighing whether hate crime charges are warranted in the shooting and wounding of three Palestinian-American college students in Burlington, Vermont. A memorial service planned today at the Carter Center for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. The family says former President Jimmy Carter plans to attend. This is ABC News. Lake effect snow warnings in effect from the Midwest to the Northeast as intense snowfall slams the Great Lakes region. Nearly 2 feet of snow falling just north of Syracuse, New York. Expect a heightened police presence for a New York City holiday tradition.
91 years ago, employees at Manhattan's Rockefeller Center pooled their money to buy a Christmas tree. Tonight, they'll light an 80-foot-tall Norway spruce from Vestal in upstate New York. It's going to take about 5 miles of lights to adorn it. The tree is topped by a 3D Swarovski star that weighs 900 pounds. They flip the switch a few minutes before 10 p.m., and it'll be lit until January 13th. Can't make the trip to Manhattan? The tree is on Instagram. Daria Albinger, ABC News, New York.
Despite high interest rates making home buying unaffordable for many Americans, home prices rose to a new record in September. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Pope Francis is punishing a former Wisconsin bishop who's become one of his highest-ranking critics. Sources say Francis is revoking Cardinal Raymond Burke's right to a paid Vatican apartment and salary. Francis told Vatican leaders last week that Burke was a source of disunity in the church. Burke was born in Richland Center and once served as the bishop of the La Crosse Catholic Diocese. Quick Trip stores are recalling some fruit that may be contaminated with salmonella. The recall is for three pre-cut fruit cup and tray products. The products use True Fresh cantaloupe, which have the potential for salmonella contamination. The fruit cups and trays were also on the shelves at Quick Star, Stop and Go, and Tobacco Outlet Plus stores. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you would be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks beat the Heat in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks played fast and kept pace with the Heat and pulled away down the stretch, 131-124. Chris Middleton took over in the final period and put up 17 points, clinching the win, including two key shots down the stretch. Milwaukee now 12-5, headed to the in-season tournament in Las Vegas in early December. NFL, it's the Packers and the Kansas City Chiefs at Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur talked about facing the Chiefs' veteran defense.
Ultimately, they have to go out there and execute, and that's what our guys have been doing. But we also know you're only as good as your last game, and we got one of the best defenses in the league coming in here on Sunday Night Football, so it's going to be a great challenge for our guys. Haven't gone. A couple years ago, we went against the Chiefs at their place, and, I mean, they really shut us down. They do a really good job, apply a lot of pressure. They're a very physical unit.
It's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 35. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 21. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 33. Clouds on the increase Friday into Saturday with highs in the low 30s. Take a look at the extended forecast. 34 Sunday, 33 Monday, and 32 on Tuesday. Another look at the short range. High of 35 today. Lows level off around 21 tonight. We should top off around 33 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 19.
All right, lots of stuff happening in our area as we get into the holiday spirit here. One of those is the Santa's Elves Foundation. Santa's Elves, of course, they've been doing this for so many years now and helping those in need in our area, in southern Ashland counties, to Glidden and Price County. Now, we have 83 families this year that have qualified, and the Santa's Elves will help out 225 children this year. So consider picking up a tag off a giving tree to help make a child's Christmas a little brighter. The deadline is December 2nd, Saturday, December 2nd, so don't delay in picking up those tags off the tree. Butternut, Dollar General, you can grab one there. Fifield at the Country Cafe, Phillips, Dollar General, Pick and Save, and Preville Bank. In Prentice, you can pick a Santa's Elves tag off the tree at Prentice Hardware and Prentice Market and Deli, and in Park Falls at the Ace Hardware Store, Park Mall, North Lakes Community Clinic, Marshfield Clinic, Forward Bank, Associated Bank, and Northwoods Community Credit Union. They all have giving trees for the Santa's Elves Foundation. Well, with the win last night, the Bucks have qualified for the finals of the in-season tournament, which will be next week in Vegas. So the Bucks have a game on Tuesday. These are games that are not on your regular schedule because they left about a 10-day window in there for the Vegas the in-season tournament to be happening in Vegas. So the Bucks will play next Tuesday. If they win, they'll play like Thursday, Friday. I think the championship are on Sunday. And you're saying, Joel, what is the in-season tournament? Well, they designate like four games as games to qualify for the final, is it eight or four? Eight, I think it is. And then they play this little in-season tournament. It's all about money. It's $500,000 is what I read for each player if they win this tournament. And they created it just to create more interest in the early part of the NBA season. So the Bucks do qualify for that with their win. So they'll be on national TV, I think on TNT, I believe, next Tuesday, I believe it is. They have another regular season game coming up on Thursday when they take on the Bulls in Chicago with a 7 o'clock tap. Tonight, they're doing it again, American Legion Post 182. Their 52-card progressive 50-50 raffle. They do this every Wednesday. Doors open pretty early. Joe Osvarik was in here a couple weeks ago and said, they're usually down there late afternoon, but officially at 6:30, the drawing at 7:30 at the Legion in Park Falls. Complimentary snacks, beverages available for purchase, and tickets are 6 for $5, and you'd be in for the big drawing. You get half of the pot, which is growing really fast. I think it's probably approaching 10 grand, if not there, right now for that pot. High school hoops tomorrow night. We will be in Butternut tomorrow night. Prentice and Butternut boys. And Steve Jetlin will bring you the call of that game tomorrow night right here. Actually, that game will be on 103.1. We got the Bucks tomorrow night here. But the good news is all the games on 103.1 are also on the Civic Media app. So you can, on your phone, go to your Play Store, search for Civic Media. You download it. You click on that. You can get 98Q and 103.1 on your phone on demand at any time. Another event this weekend, get into the Christmas spirit by experiencing the Living Nativity, Live Nativity this Sunday at Palmquist Farms out on River Road in Brentwood. There will be light refreshments served afterwards. It's put on by the Zion Lutheran Church. So Palmquist Farms doing that Sunday, and that will start at 5 o'clock.
There's many other events. Some the week after, I see that the Rock of Ages Ladies Guild is having their cookie walk and craft sale Saturday the 9th, and they're holding that. I'm kind of reading through. I should have pre-read this. All proceeds will go to the local, nationwide, and global missions. It's located on Highway 70 West in Monaco. So that's a week from Saturday. Also marked on your calendar, our annual Park Falls Lions are busy again collecting items for the radio auction. And we will open up our airwaves on Saturday, December 9th. And we'll bring you all of the bidding from the Legion Hall. So if you can be there, that's always best. But if you can't, we're going to have Gray and Big G down there telling you about all the items you can bid on. And you can use your telephone to do that. They have phones right there at the Legion Hall. Always a fun day. Saturday, December 9th is the annual Park Falls Lions Club radio auction. We'll broadcast it live, of course, right here on 98Q Country. It's 9:11. We'll talk with some kids from the Butternut School. They've got some special stuff going on that we referred to with Maxine and Kelly just a little bit ago. So we'll welcome in them to the studio here in just a few moments.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. Crank it up.
98Q Country.
First cast when the water's glass and the line starts to run. Well, that first sip of a cold beer when the working week's done. I love the twilight in the morning before the day wakes up. Well, the window's down on the first ride in a paid up truck. And I love a slow down in a beach town with an ocean view. And I love a first fall Saturday trip down to Baton Rouge. And I love a six string with stars out and a campfire glow. Girl, that don't even come close to the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. I'm wrapped around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 view on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around. Well, I finally get it now when they say you know, you know. And yeah, girl, you had me from that first hello. And the only thing better is heaven above. But until I get there, I'll never get enough of the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. The way that you dance when you get kind of tipsy. Wrap around your finger like this ring I'm wearing. That look in your eye, girl, when you catch me staring. And I don't even know what it is, but now that I found it, I can't imagine me living without this. Back 40 views on our piece of ground, watching you watch the sun going down. That's what my world spins around.
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
Life was easy, now it's just water under the bridge.
I'm still learning to be human.
98Q Country.
This morning I got up at 6:01.
some days you live.
At 21 past 9 o'clock, Reality Radio. Nice day today. 37 is going to be our high temp. We're going to be in the 30s pretty much for the foreseeable future here. So thank you, Global Warming. We appreciate that. Cold last couple of days here. Well, we have a couple of special guests in studio. They're at 98Q Country learning stuff. We have Anna and Grady with us, and they are with a marketing class. I have that right? With the Butternut School, and thanks, Mrs. Jerzynski, Mrs. J, for bringing the kids in here. So, Anna, what's your last name, Anna?
Schler.
Okay, and Grady?
Dennis.
All right. So, talk about the marketing class a little bit. What's the class all about? What's the goal of the class? What do you want to learn? Anna, you want to handle that? What are you learning about there?
We're learning about the 4 P's of marketing so far, which pretty much sums it all up, I guess.
The 4 P's of marketing, and what are those?
Price, promotion, place, and product.
Price, promotion, place, and product. Okay. And what do you use it? Do you use certain businesses as examples, Grady? Do you guys kind of analyze the way people market stuff, or what's the class about? Talk about that.
A little bit. For example, we had an assignment where we would look at different companies and how they advertise, and we also took a field trip to Signature Signs not too long ago and learned about how signage is made.
Yeah, very good. This is close to home because my son is a marketing major. He's graduating in the spring. At River Falls, and he's just like you guys, where he goes into a Walmart and he analyzes why stuff is there. Why is that there? Why is this here? And the marketing part of it. So what do we hope to learn here today at 98Q Country? Are we going to hopefully lead you in the right direction? So what are your goals today as you sit in with Darla, our sales manager here? What are your goals to learn about radio today, Anna?
Probably how the radio was used to advertise certain businesses.
Okay. All right. Grady, anything else? Or just kind of the on-air marketing, how businesses use the radio to promote their business?
Yeah, and how it is that they use different techniques on the radio, and some people use different voices to get across their point and messages.
Right, right, exactly. All right, Big G, where did he go? I thought Big G was going to sit in with us here. We're talking with a couple of Butternut students that are with the marketing class with Mrs. J, and Big G ran away.
He's coming.
All right. Big G's a big marketing guy. You know, he had his had Wheelway for many, many years there, so he understands the marketing side of it. And Mrs. J, why don't you talk a little bit? Can you talk to us just a little bit about the class and this is gonna be kind of fun for the kids, like kind of analyzing capitalism, right?
It is. So it's my first year teaching.
Yeah.
So this is a new adventure for me. I was in the business world for 20 plus years and decided to make a change. Mm-hmm. So being with kids is a new adventure for me, and I love it. There is wonderful things every day. And the marketing class is near and dear to my heart because I do have a degree in marketing from Superior. So this is all a new adventure for me and very enlightening. And I'm enjoying the kids' enthusiasm about the subject. Yeah. And
now, I mean, it's a whole new generation of marketing because it used to be radio, TV, newspaper, in-store. Now there's the web.
Right.
The web. That's crazy.
The beginning of the year, we spent a lot of time talking about digital marketing because it is where a lot of businesses decide to advertise.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right, Big G, anything you want to throw in here?
Well, I just wanted to say, welcome to 98Q Country. And looks like a couple of promising prospects here for marketing. What type of marketing, Anna, were you thinking of going into? Like sales or... there's all types of marketing jobs, obviously. I actually got a degree in marketing, too. And I started out in the insurance business. And that was a lot of cold calling. Can you guys speak about cold calling yet?
No.
Nope. Okay. That's where basically you would pick up the phone and say, hey, this is Greg Griesel from Farmers Insurance. Too early or too late to give you a quote on your auto insurance today. That's how you would get started. You'd never want to ask a yes or no question. And they would say, well, it comes due on July. Hey, I'd love the opportunity to come down, sit with you, and give you a quote. When can we do that? You know, that's just one example. I've been involved in sales, marketing, of course, business ownership. Had Wheelway Chevrolet Buick for almost 40 years. And then worked for Parsons Vehicle River in sales. And then came to the radio station here. So, all these jobs have something in common. The number one thing what we're trying to do is we're trying to satisfy a client's needs when we're doing marketing, whether we're selling or whatever. Just a quick example, I was in the car business, so I'm going to revert back to that. But customer comes on the lot, young lady comes on the lot, and talking to her, she's got four kids, and I'm going to show her a vehicle. And I don't know if you guys talk about features and benefits?
Yes.
Okay. So... a feature like features on a vehicle. She's got four kids, okay? She's concerned probably about what?
Space for the kids.
Space for the kids. How about their safety?
Their safety.
Yep, their safety. So what am I gonna talk about? What am I gonna talk about when I go over that vehicle? Am I gonna tell her about the 570 horsepower engine?
No.
I'm going to talk about the airbags. I'm going to talk about the side impact airbags. And that's one of the number one things in sales or marketing is being a good listener. Listen to the customer's needs. If you can develop rapport, satisfy their needs, then the sale will come.
Yeah.
So that's just my two cents, so thank you for allowing that.
Yeah, and who your customer is, right? Yeah. I mean, the horsepower isn't real big to that person, but to Austin, maybe big,
yeah.
To Austin, yeah. All right. So the class runs through this semester, or how long does the class run
for? It's a semester.
All right. So have you visited other businesses too, Anna? Have you been to other businesses to other than Signature Sign?
No.
Okay. All right. So so Darla's going to fill you in here. She's going to get you the whole scoop here, all right? It's tough in there. Once she closes that door, that room is tough. It's tough.
It's very warm.
Yeah, I tell you. Okay. All right. Well, you're going to hear some messages from Ann and Grady because they're going to also record a little bit for us later, not live. But all right. So we wish you the best today, and thank you for taking time to join us. It's marketing is just, as Big G kind of mentioned, it's one of those things where if you don't think about it, we've just become numb to it. I think it's everywhere. I mean, you're just constantly, aren't you, being deluged with advertising, with marketing, right? So if you got to be good at it. Otherwise, it just gets mixed up in there. All right. Anna, Grady, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, enjoy your time here. Mrs. J, thank you for bringing the students in from the Butternut School here on Reality Radio.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla-deal. That's right, holla-deal. Staples holla-deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla-deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moolala. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23 in store only. See associate for details.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member of FDIC.
Get ready for flavorful bites and empty pockets. Our specialty roasted chicken. That's crispy and grease-free, making every dish a savory delight. Join us Wednesday through Saturday for our standout specials. Indulge in our pterodactyl wings. $11 gets you four pieces or half a chicken, both equally tempting. Craving more? Grab six wings for $15, paired perfectly with our choice of fries and our signature homemade slaw. Friday's highlight is our fish fry, two pieces for $10, three pieces for $12. And for an extra treat, try our tiger shrimp. Ready to complete any meal. Empty pockets where taste meets tradition.
This holiday, The Home Depot is helping you get gifts that keep on giving by making sure they keep on going. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from Ryobi, Milwaukee, Rigid, DeWalt, or Makita, you get an eligible tool for free. Just pick a brand, pick a battery kit, and get a tool free. Give the gift of more doing this holiday with The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid at participating stores and online. One per transaction. Discount taken at checkout. Full eligible tool list in-store and online. Valid October 23rd, 2023 through January 28th, 2024.
There's a good chance you need a new tractor, something durable and reliable. But in today's world, it has to be affordable. A tractor that'll help you get the job done quickly, efficiently, and with no hassle ownership. The new name in compact tractors is TYM. So here's what you do. Go to TYMoffers.com, check out the full model lineup, and get the best deals of the year. TYMoffers.com. Go there now. TYMoffers.com. And you can thank me later.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Mophie's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. Crank it up.
98Q Country.
Thank you.
I didn't wanna see. They brought back memories. You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years, and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
98Q Country.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. I said, okay, baby. She meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
I thank the listener for giving us or giving me tips about how to get my Christmas lights turned on and off. It's just, you know, it's just a stressful dilemma. It's just so American. I did look at the remote things, you know, where you can turn them off remotely, but I still got a three-prong to two-prong problem because my outside outlets on my house are all two-prong. So I still got a problem with that, but I guess if I investigated, I didn't go 100% into it. I went into it kind of haphazardly, saying, "I wonder if," and I looked, and it's like, "Oh, whatever." So, I guess if I delve into it a little bit more, I could just stop being so lazy and walk three steps out of my porch and just unplug it. For gosh sakes, it's not like it's the end of the world. So, thanks for the tip, though. We appreciate it. Some of the other things going on: the National Christmas Tree in Washington D.C. was knocked over yesterday. Ooh. A strong gust of wind from the trials of, I won't say where the wind came from, just a strong gust of wind. Amazon yesterday announced a new chatbot software. It's called Q, that you can talk to the robot. This AI, have you heard much about AI, artificial intelligence? It is the talk of the technological world right now. The ability to create computer-generated images and voices that are very hard to tell if they're fake. They look very realistic, and it's scaring a lot of people into what they can create with artificial intelligence. And it's very dangerous, and that's one of the things in the technology world that people are like, wow, this is cool, but whoa, wait a minute, this might not be a good thing. So that's what's going on the tech side. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, she signed a sweeping clean energy package into law yesterday. It makes Michigan the second swing state to go 100% clean energy. Warren Buffett, his right-hand man at the Berkshire Hathaway, Charlie Munger, passed away on Tuesday. He was 99. Republican George Santos may soon be facing an expulsion vote in the House. And the Charles Cook conservative anti-Trump political network announced that they are endorsing, their endorsement for the GOP presidential candidate is Nikki Haley. They announced that. So, you know, presidential election, I know, less than a year away. At least that, we had some debates there for a little while, but now it's settled down a little bit, and we're hoping it'll just settle down for a few more months. We don't need to get into that until we get closer to the election in a year or so. Got our Title Town report coming up in just a little bit. Get you updated on what's going on with the Packers. Nice day today. More sun already than I think what they were forecasting. The sun is out. We should get up to 37.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
It's the holiday friends and family sale at JCPenney, and you're invited. Everyone can take home something extra with their 30% off coupon. That's on top of already great savings across the store, like 50% off essentials to deck your halls and home, and up to 40% off Liz Claiborne, perfect for any get-together. Or use your coupon to save an extra 30% store-wide. JCPenney, make your holidays count. Offers valid on select styles. Store-wide coupon ends 12/3. Liz event ends 12/6. Home sale ends 12/17. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
In the know, I'm Eric Reynolds. Did you know that there are tech gifts available for every budget? Area Vice President and General Manager for U.S. Cellular, Sarah Pearson, is here with the hottest tech gifts.
With the cost of living on the rise, people are becoming more selective in their gift giving and seeking thoughtful, cost-effective ways to make the holiday season memorable. At U.S. Cellular, you can get tech gifts for under $50, like phone cases or Bluetooth speakers. If you can spend up to $150, consider giving an all-in-one wireless charging pad. Feeling like splurging on a loved one? Gifts like wireless earbuds and smartwatches are sure to please the techie on your list.
Make a list of all the people you want to buy gifts for and set a budget.
Consider the recipient's hobbies, interests, and preferences when choosing a gift. Tailoring the gift to their likes makes it more meaningful. And remember, there's no better gift than being able to connect with friends and family during this holiday season.
Learn more at uscellular.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 35. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 21. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, high of 33. Clouds on the increase Friday into Saturday with highs in the low 30s. Take a look at the extended forecast, 34, Sunday, 33, Monday, and 32 on Tuesday. Another look at the short range, a high of 35 this afternoon, a low of 21 tonight. We should top off around 33 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 23.
Brad Paisley.
Toby Keith.
Carrie Underwood.
All day long.
98Q Country.
Sang along every time it came on.
98Q Country. Time to get updated on what's going on with Logger Camp at the Phillips School. We have Phillips Senior Ileana Winter nice enough to join us. Ileana, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we thank you for not heckling and harassing the officials during the JV girls game last night. We appreciate it. At least I didn't hear anything anyway.
Oh, I mean, I was saying quite a bit of stuff. No, I'm just kidding.
That's funny. All right. Get us updated, Ileana. What's happening there?
Sounds good. I'll start with the high school sports updates. Girls basketball last night played Leona Wabino. The JV did lose a pretty tough match to Leona, but we're just getting started in the season. So, I mean, I have high hopes for these girls coming up in the next couple of games. But the varsity did win their game with a score of 62-42. And the varsity record right now is 4-0, with the girls and boys traveling to Assumption on Friday for a doubleheader. For boys basketball, the boys have their first game tomorrow night at home versus Bayfield, with JV at 5:45 and varsity at 7:15. Wrestling also has their first meet on Friday at Turtle Lake High School, and this starts at 5 o'clock. Swim team has their first home meet on Saturday. And this starts at 8 a.m. The meet goes all the way into the afternoon. And this will be a lot of fun for our swimmers. I know they like always hosting the home meets.
Yeah.
For powerlifting, their first meet is December 9th in Ashland. Boys and girls both start at 9 a.m.
All right.
I do have a quick little school update. The Phillips High School blood drive was a huge success. We had enough donors give enough blood. So we had enough blood to save about 100 lives. So,
wow.
I mean, a great success. A lot of students donated. And, I mean, not only to dismiss class, but, you know, to help out.
Yeah. Whatever it takes, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I have for this week.
Right.
We also do have the high school talent show coming up, but that won't be for a couple of weeks. And that's always a lot of fun.
What are you working on for that?
I don't know yet. I am emceeing, so, I mean, I get to kind of just announce everything. I'm debating if I want to go up there and dance and embarrass myself, but we'll see.
All right. Ileana, thank you for taking time to join us. We appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Ileana Winter, Phillips Senior, joins us each Wednesday. She was there. I was reffing the JV girls game last night, and she was there. I mean, I talked to her a little bit. So, very nice young lady. We appreciate her taking the time to update us each week. It's 9:53. John St. John is patiently standing by. He'll take you after 10, and we've got the Titletown Report. A little Packer info in just a moment.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Ooh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right. And up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar, garlic pork to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers get back to work today, getting ready for Sunday night's home game against the Chiefs. Rookie wideout Dontayvion Wicks returning after he was cleared from the concussion protocol. Fifth-round draft pick has 20 catches for 331 yards and a touchdown this season. That young receiver group has come on strong. Fellow rookie Jaden Reed, 36 catches, 497 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Biggest reason for the improvements?
Definitely like meeting on Tuesdays with each other. Like I said, we've been doing that the past few weeks. And I just think that helped tremendously, just us understanding where everyone is coming from. We're saying everything from the same eye when we go out there and play our opponent.
Tuesday was a player off day, but Reed said off day really means no practice or mandated team functions. But the players are still hard at it.
I'm in here every single day pretty much. Yeah, so I can't think of a day I'm not here.
I'll have more from Titletown after this.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to new lives full of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but with God's help, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe, or joining Mercy Ships to bring life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
As the players have improved, Matt LaFleur has allowed himself to get more aggressive with the play calling. But LaFleur said the coach has to believe in it before he can call it.
You got to bank the reps, and you got to see what these guys are doing out of practice, and then that gives you the confidence to go out and call things in a game, and then you see how people react in game. So I would just say it's just part of the growth process that you have to go through, especially when you have so much youth at the skill positions.
That's Matt LaFleur, and I'm Bill Scott. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
I love new country.
Why don't you say me the time? Try that little small town. See how far you make it down the road.
That's my station. 98Q Country.